This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, we got him. Mike, are you calling from a 945 area code?
No. I'm calling with this funny number. I'm calling your 945.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Good.
Yeah, you guys are I never saw this number. I was calling the other number. The 21, well, whatever. So 945 is a new area code.
I guess so, and I guess it's like a year old.
What?
Apparently, it's been in DFW for like a year. I have never seen anybody with this number.
Okay, so let's break this down. So the 9, there's nobody. 4-5, okay, nobody. The 9-4 is okay. Well, it will usually be DeMarco. And the 5, okay, I like the 2-1-4. That gives us Deacon Jack.
Yeah,
I can't make nothing out of 945.
Oh, my God, here it is. It says surrounding communities like Allen, Blue Ridge, Frisco, Grand Prairie, Rockwall, Roy City, and Waxahachie.
There you go.
Really weird. Mike, all hope restored.
So wait. Oh. What were those called? What was the area code in that area before? They just say, okay, everybody in that area got a new number. I don't understand that.
I think they ran out of numbers.
Mike, when's the last time you changed your cell number? How big of a nightmare would it be if you had to change?
No, when I got saved, right, it's a long time ago, I had this one number. I still remember the number. It was 668-8089, right? And it was the dirty phone.
It was the pink toes.
It was the dirt, the pink
right,
toe.
Right. So when I got saved, I said, you know, and Bishop preached and served in church that day. He said, listen, if you truly for God, take that other phone, you know, take it right to the place and turn it in right now. And I was moved by the Holy Spirit. I went right to the place, turned that phone in. When I walked out that door, I said, what did you just do? Let me take that phone.
Yeah, I've got more than one Michael Irvin phone number.
Right. Hey, if you call that phone number right now, at 668-214-688-089. That dude, I'm sure he would say, stop calling here. I said, for Michael. That ain't here. I just didn't know. So many people probably called that number looking for me afterwards, buddy. I don't know.
How much hope was restored with that win against the Bengals?
6 days of hope. That's all you get in this league, man. And 6 days of hero. That's all you get in this league. Cooper Rush right now is a hero. Somebody told me, right, Monday afternoon, they text me, they said, man, can you believe that win? And Rush, we trust. I said, oh, God, why you didn't give me that Monday morning? I needed that for the show. You know what I'm saying? I needed that for the show. And Rush, we trust. Rush, we trust that one game. And we know he did that last year. Now I need Rush to improve on Rush. You gave us one win last year. Give us more this year. Give me one more right now. Let me just see you get this win Monday night and Rush and move to a new category for me. Remember, I was talking to you guys about, why are we trying to get rid of Rush? Why were we trying to find other backup quarterbacks? And I told people, don't be bringing up Colin Kaepernick. Give me Rush. I'll take a chance with Rush because he's seen a real blitz in the last few years. That's the difference. I want somebody that's seen some real football. And thank God he did, and we got that game.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the show on Monday. You made Cooper Rush your top playmaker of the week. All right, how does that, like, what goes on in there? You know, pre-show with Stephen A., like, does he know you're going there where you're going to make? Because that reaction was amazing.
It was priceless. It was priceless. I was driving in the car yesterday. I was laughing about that. And then if you heard Molly over the phone say, Mike, will you always go too far? Yes, I do. I'm that kid that always takes things too far. And it was so funny. Steve Ray's, oh, my God, it just fell to the ground. You know, but I get to preempt those playmakers with the thought of the day. And the thought of that day was distance traveled. I started it with the distance that Kyler Murray traveled on that one play as my number three playmaker. So distance traveled rolled right into it. Now, last week, out of all the guys that stepped up and made a play, none of them had to travel a farther distance and accomplish what Cooper Rush accomplished. So I'm holding true. I'm holding true to what I'm making the playmakers, and Cooper Rush traveled the most distance last week. Come on, dude.
Tua, what about Tua?
Let's break off. Tua is the fifth pick in the draft. He should be throwing for 5 or 4 touchdowns. Why do you take somebody fifth in the draft? How do you even just – he didn't travel more distance. He just got something done that he should have been getting done. All I did was point to that. And I gave Tua – I made Tua number two.
Okay.
I made him number two because nobody believed he could do that. But on total distance travel, you expect that from Tua. Man, you are blessed to get that from Rush.
Did that win say more about the Cowboys or the Bengals?
I hate to say it, but I think it says more about where the Bengals are right now. You know, but I love that it said what it said about the Cowboys. Let me tell you what I mean about it. First, I go with the Bengals. The Bengals, man, okay, I thought it was a delicate situation. Think about this, guys. You know, everybody's talking about how horrible your offensive line is, and now you got to bring all during their brand new offensive line. We didn't have anything else to talk about, so we just kept talking about how many times Joe got hit and how horrible. They were in the Super Bowl. So now you go and change out guys that took you to the Super Bowl. You seem to be a little slacky. You know what I mean? And now you disrupted that whole team. And Joe got hurt. And you know what I mean? It's hard to get back on track unless you have an Emmitt Smith coming after starting 0-2. And they don't have an Emmitt Smith coming after starting 0-2 to get back to a Super Bowl like we did. You know what I'm saying? But for us, man, but for Dallas to get that win the way they got that win. Went up and go up points, and then since it fight their way back, but you don't fold. You still come back and you close out that game. I think that's big for Dallas in that sense.
Michael Irvin, Odyssey NFL Insider, brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified by a car and get it delivered. How worried are you about the Philadelphia Eagles, and is Jalen Hurts for real?
I'm so scared. I told you guys early that when I look at this, it looks kind of scary. And it looks scary for a long time if they can get it going. I said it depends on the guys who hands on their steering wheel, the coaches, and the guy who hands up under that ball, or up under that center, and that's the quarterback. And Jalen Hurts, I've heard a million years that you can't improve on accuracy. You can't improve on accuracy. That's a lie. Jalen Hurts has improved his accuracy quite a bit. He looked great throwing the football right now. And I told you guys that team can have an opportunity to connect one with another and find issues with the rest of the world that are bringing them closer as a team, you know? And that's what scares me. They got talent now and great draft picks coming up later to add to a team. When I watch Monday night, I'm going to just say this. When I was watching football Monday night, I was watching both games. I felt like, oh, my stomach just hurt. Oh, it just made my stomach hurt. I felt like I was watching the AFC and the NFC representatives in the Super Bowl. I felt like that when I was watching Buffalo beat down and then Philly beat down their opponent. On each screen, I said, oh, my God, are these two headed for a Super Bowl match? You see what I mean? That's just something I felt. In my spirit, I hope it was wrong. I hope it was bellyache, and I don't know what, but it was something I felt. I was like, wow. Because when you look at both of those games Monday night, both of those teams looked unstoppable. They looked great.
Next 3 years, Hurts or Dak?
Ooh, I got to see if Hurts can keep this progress up. Now, let me ask this. Who do you think has a better team around them right now, Hurts or Dak?
Hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who can throw it better? Does that outweigh everything? Who's going to throw it?
But not just throwing it better, because as he just explained to you, as Babe just explained to you, quarterbacks come in all different shapes and forms, and the different styles sometimes create more of an issue. And Jalen Hurts, this 600-pound squatting, this 600-squatting-pound dude, 600 pounds. You saw him run over a guy on the goal line the other day. With his ability to run, he didn't have to throw quite as great as that, because Dak ain't running quite as great as him. You see what I'm saying? So he can just be right up under Dak and still end up being a little bit better than that.
Well, Dak's probably never going to run again the way he does anyway, or the way he used to pre-injury, right? I mean, he's basically a fullback now.
As I say to my wife sometimes, when we get in the heated moment, baby, we saying the same thing. You and I, we're saying the same thing. That's why he ain't going to never run like Jalen Hurts. Because that, man, he said, I saw what that running do for me. I ain't doing it no more. Jalen Hurts is still a big part of his game.
And Mike, BlueChew.com, promo code RJ. If you need some help there.
what we get Blue Chew in there for? Where'd that come from?
You don't want to know. That's an RJ advertisement. That's an RJ ad. All right, I'm asking you this just because you're a diehard Mavs fan, and this is no takeaway. There's no negative here, but you got to pick one for greatness, ultimate greatness. Luka or Micah?
Boy, listen, man. Listen, I love Luka. I love Luka. But what are we picking here? What are we saying? What do you mean ultimate greatness?
Just like at the end of the career.
Both of them are going to be great.
Yes.
Both of them are going to be great. There's no question about that. So what are we saying here?
Well, can Micah be like what's the ceiling, right? If it's Lawrence Taylor – and then Luka gets compared to what? Like, which one will ultimately have, the more legendary career?
Luka will have a more legendary career because Luka has a ball in his hand.
Right.
He's scoring.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And ultimately, we're going to be right to, man, how many he scored? Because he controls everything. Micah is pushing himself into action when everybody's trying to keep him out of the action. Luka is the center of all action.
Yeah.
It starts with Luka. It starts with Luka. So we're going to put our eye gate on Luka first and say, hey, man, let's see what you got for us. Now, Micah has the hope. He has the hope. Boy, I need them to drop back. I just need somebody to be dropping back so I can do my thing and get all my, you know what I mean? Micah can't control his greatness. He has to go and make his greatness. But Luka can control his greatness because he has the ball first and most. So you got to go Luka there.
Saw you yesterday, share it on Instagram with the stress test. So everything all good? We were talking about your work ethic and everything about an hour ago. So you good getting the stress test? You going to slow down a little?
Yeah. I'm not slowing down. I'm just getting the stress test so I can go harder. I got to wrench every dime out of this body. What you talking about?
That's right.
Hey, did you hear us yesterday talking about, I said, Michael works so much. When does he spend any of the money? We had this conversation yesterday. Jane Slater texted me, "Will you spend the money on?"
What did she say? What did Jane say?
All the grandkids.
I said, when does he enjoy it? Where's the luxury? Where's the leisure? In the off time, you're attending a sporting event. That's a press pass. Yeah. That's a free ticket. So what do you splurge on with all the work?
Man, listen, let me tell you something, man. It's so funny because somebody was asking me about that the other day. My knee was hurting. My back was hurting as I was getting out of the car in L.A. And the guy was like,
"Well,
man, do you regret playing boss? Dude, are you joking? What do you mean? Am I hurting? Absolutely. But I'm going to smile from my grave when my granddaughters and my great-great-grandkids get their 529 education plan and Papa are taking care of them. From the grave. I may be hurting now here in time, but I'm going to be smiling from the grave, if you know what I mean. So when I see my little babies, I said, baby, Papa had to come up the hard way. well, Papa going to be taking care of you from the grave, so you don't have to. I'll take these pains right now because my little ones won't have the pains I had later on.
Well said.
Well done.
Great to have you back on. We'll hit you up after the show. Thank you, Mike.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.